very much in favor of the counting of points.
Does it work for you? No.
Hello and welcome back to the Rundown. I forgot how this started.
This is going great.
Okay.
Yeah, keep going.
All right, great. Hello, everyone, and welcome back to The Run Through, your favorite figure skating podcast, where we talk about all the things that make us kiss, make us cry, and make us skate underneath a giant moose. And if you hear that sound, that's the noon cannon that's going off in the background. We've actually requested the same cannon, kind of just, you know, every so often just go off in the middle of the podcast. I'm Adam Rippon.
And I am Ashley Wagner, resident canon expert. Wait, did you see that Jackie tweeted mid-competition and was like, did anyone else hear that loud boom? Like, concerned.
Oh, I mean, if he listened to the pod, he would know that every
fear
noon,
not.
Fear not. Every noon, every day, 364 days a year, because not on Christmas, the
canon.
Well,
some days are holy.
It sounded just like the one day was holy.
Yeah, I mean, they can't be bothered to shoot it off then, I guess.
No, they can't be bothered, as you said, to shoot it off.
Oh my God. And I come from a gun-owning family. I should be much more well-versed in ammunition talk. It's the most embarrassing part about me in my history.
I don't think owning a gun is embarrassing if you're responsible.
I'm so embarrassed by gun ownership.
Okay, well, I don't own any, so
I'm not embarrassed. Welcome to our figure skating podcast. We are here to talk about
the
Skate
Second
Canada.
Amendment, Skate Canada. Okay. Well, first of all, how was your Skate Canada weekend? How did you enjoy it?
I enjoyed it today on the couch. I did a quick catch up. Okay. I think I watched the short programs as they were coming in on Saturday, mm-hmm. Friday, Saturday, and then finally caught up with everything. And what can I say? But wow, what an underwhelming
but
event.
Wait, I do want to go back to you saying I was watching them as they were coming in, as though they were
live
telegram
from Halifax.
Oh, all right, we've got one coming in. I guess I'll watch it as it's coming in. I do love your phrases.
We have the Beach Boys.
Okay. Wait, we will get to it, but I do want to talk about Piper and Paul's rhythm dance costume for just a second, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Now, Paul's costume was a tank top that did just say lifeguard, and mm-hmm. there's going to be two schools of thought that went through my mind, okay?
Sure.
The first one was, I kind of like that tank top. And
like
I would
for
wear
yourself.
It. Yeah, for myself. And yeah. The second thought I had was, okay, that was a costume, and I'm sure that tank top cost $500.
Ooh.
And now,
how do you go about acquiring that? Do you reach out to like a silk screening printing press company?
There was definitely you know what, Ashley, I will say, I wonder if it was the same printing iron used for Paul's rhythm dance costume as it was used for Ilya's merch.
Oh, someone had a cricket and just went wild. Isn't that what they're called?
Yes, a cricket. I wanted to get a cricket so bad, and I just
what
like
do you,
couldn't.
Why past tense?
Well, because
you
I couldn't.
You can afford it.
There are so many stupid things that I've like reasoned to have like, no, I need this.
Right,
multi-hundred
like journals.
Exactly, like spending on digital stickers. I reasoned that I needed that. That was a business expense.
Well, Paul reasoned that a business expense for him was going to be a cricket so that he could wear a costume center ice that said lifeguard.
Which I didn't hate. I know that there are going to be some lifeguard haters, but I didn't hate it.
Do you think he's CPR certified?
I yes.
Feels important.
I don't know. Well, if he's not, Piper definitely is.
Piper is absolutely certified.
In
I would
CPR.
Trust her with my life. In
yeah,
CPR,
if I was short of breath, I would go, my last few breaths would be, where's Piper Gillis?
It's time to pay the Piper Gillis. Yeah,
I need CPR. I need CPR. Okay, and
so
I have had a
joke.
We're
just really starting. We're starting with dance? Or no. Wait, you were leading up to I've had a joke.
Yeah, I have had a joke, and it's Nina Pinza Poirier.
Why?
Because the backless red suit.
Got it. Yes, 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 yes. Okay, actually,
you know a joke
I'm...
is funny when you need to explain it. That's a really good sign that it landed.
Oh,
God.
Yeah, no, now I see. Now I see. I want to talk about the backless.
I think we should start with the backless.
Let's start with the backless. What are your thoughts? What are your thoughts?
Okay, my thoughts were, obviously, this is like, I think, Bad Bunny inspired from the Met Gala, where mm-hmm. Bad Bunny was wearing this like white suit. It was backless. Now, I think that, one, I think the front of the suit is like gorgeous and Paul looks so handsome in it.
Oh, my God.
The back. Yes. Okay. I think that if you're going to go backless, he needs to show more back because I
think... You want the keyhole to be bigger. It needs to be more daring.
Yes. I think if you're going to go for it, really, really go for it. Because I think for me, when I saw the back, it kind of looked like the size of like what a window on a ship would be. Do you know what I mean? Like
a porthole?
Yes. It was like the size of a porthole. Bigger. And I understand why it wasn't bigger, but I'm like, just you should make it bigger.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I think if it were bigger, I'd be like, oh, no, that's your back.
A back.
That's a back.
Yeah. I saw it and was like, okay, this is fierce. I love it. But then the next thing I said was, but why? Like, I.
Yeah, but why not?
I think in this.
You're speechless. Yeah.
But why overrides, but why not?
Okay. This is what I think, Ashley. Okay. I think the why, one, why, how do you reinvent the suit? You're taking like style inspiration from something from the Met Gala. I get it.
Yeah.
I think the other thing that I wish was that if Paul is all in this monochromatic look that's like so striking, why isn't Piper, maybe just in a different color, monochromatic as well? Like
and
she
also backless. I don't know.
She was backless. Because no, when they were skating, I was like, that's so much flesh from the back for one
no,
team.
I really liked the back. I really like it. And I don't want to sound like I don't like a backless suit.
Yeah,
because
I don't want it to make fun. It sound like I don't like it either. I do like it. I'm just trying to... Well,
I just want... If he's going to be doing something so out there, I want her to be doing something out there as well. Like, it just didn't feel like it... was part of any other narrative going on in that program except for like look at Paul's back.
Yeah, which at that point it's like Paul's back is taking so much attention that like that would mean to me that Piper needs to not take attention. She needs to also be in the same like red but like a full red dress completely matching him and it's just mm-hmm. Paul's back where we're like as a team you've decided that this is the big statement of the costume.
It just needs to feel like it's in the same book, right? Right. It just feels like two different books on the ice and they can't really like figure out how they connect. I think it's super fun. I agree. If you're going to be backless, commit to that.
Yeah, because I'm kind of into it. I think I'm into it. And I think that if it was as a couple, they were a little bit more together, I would be... totally on board and I'd be screaming it from the cannon site. I'd be screaming it with the cannon. Also, I do want to say a big shout out to Poirier and Gillis, also known as Piper and Paul, for doing the first character step of the season that I didn't absolutely hate.
Wow, that's a statement. Yeah, Why not? Why didn't you hate it?
Because they did it properly, where it was like in the middle, and that's where they did that like
everyone
little tango
does it in
section.
The middle.
No, they do it at the end of the program. It was in the middle of the program, not of the ice.
Okay.
My God,
jumping
you were
down
about
your throat.
You were about to remind me you were a gun owner, and
I don't know. I am not. I come from a family. I'm so red in the face right now.
You were really mad at me for 1 second. But if you had let me finish, I would have said, I would have said in the middle of the program, every other team, they save it for the end where it's not really worth saving to the end. I hate
it. Yeah, it's not enough of a highlight.
Oh, and if someone else touches the damn wall, get your grubby little nubs off the wall. It's not, Ashley, I know you're like,
I know
you're
that
laughing.
You're like, it's not dignified.
It's,
I know.
It's not. Can you please? I mean, you sound like you want to come to the defense.
I don't want anyone to touch the wall.
Okay.
And that is my stance, period. But I do think that if you need to be like, looky, looky, judges, I've gone end to end. Let me smack these boards to prove my point. I'm going to let it.
I'm not
going to let it happen.
The worst offenders of this were from Skate America, the brother and sister Czech team. Yes, from Skate America, where she put both her solid palms on the wall. Her brother lifted her leg up, and then she kicked the other one up above her head. I remember when I was watching the practice feed, and Jean-Luc Baker, famous American commentator and skater, saw that, and he went, whoa, that's interesting. And I saw that and I went, well, that's not interesting. That's that's really quite not interesting to me.
But what if I brought this back to the happenings of Skate Canada?
Please.
And I want to bring it back to another brother-sister team. Tashler and Tashlerova.
Yes.
That free dance.
Okay, Ashley, the Tashlers, as I refer to them, and which is not correct, the Tashlers. I would follow them into war.
Battle.
Yes, into battle. When they were skating in the rhythm dance and in this free dance, I was like, I'm completely their biggest fan. I think they are maybe one of my favorite teams. I was going to say maybe my favorite team. I think they might be my favorite team. Why don't I just stop, you know, beating around the bush? I think that they're my favorite team.
They had whatever one of the elements is in the free dance where it's like a single leg step and you're really highlighting the depth of your edges. Stunning. It was stunning.
Insane.
And the strength that they both have to get that far over and still be able to maintain control. My ankles snapped.
Oh, bird bones. Gone. Now, Tashler, Tashlerova, I refer to them Tashlers. They are going to send a cyst and deceased against that. I do know that. I'm prepared. Now, there's a new boot out there. And that Brady skates in, that Kurakova skates in, Nina Pinzeroni seems to be in them. I don't know what it is.
Those auras?
Is that what they are? They're the ugliest boots of all time.
Wait, I need to look up her skates. I hate these boots with a burning passion.
And I've been looking at them like so intensely. They don't look like they bend at all. Everybody looks like they escaped the hospital with 2 foot
bricks.
Casts. And they
bricks
went, no, I'm going to skate. I'm still going to skate. And they slapped some John Wilsons on the bottom.
We're also going to receive a cease and desist from Aura.
Good.
Boots,
we'll send it right back. They need to redo the design. It's really not great.
Can I bring it back to skating again?
I wish you would.
Okay, the Browns. I have a bone to pick. He outperforms her every time.
Okay, can I say something?
And it turns me off.
Oh.
I'm sorry.
That's the end. Okay, I'm going to say I want to do a brown-on-brown appreciation of the side-by-side splits in the rhythm dance.
Yes, that was good. And it was in perfect unison.
I absolutely see what you're saying because Brother Brown does give...
as he goes by, Brown.
Brother Brown. He does give 200% energy, but Sister Brown does too.
No, Sister Brown gives 70%. I don't think that there's anything wrong with how he's performing.
No.
But Sister Brown doesn't perform to the same level.
But I think Sister Brown is, like, more demure.
And out of full respect to these athletes who are working so hard to make their own name in this sport, it's Una and Gage Brown. But Brother Brown and Sister Brown is really fun to say. So Sister Brown is giving
demure. And Una and Gage, this is, I want to say their names too so that,
that's out there. Una is demure though. I think that's a good point. Like she definitely can serve refinement. But Brother Brown gives ballroom dancer.
I mean, Gage is like a not afraid. He's performing to the last row. Yeah. And Una is performing to the lower bowl.
Yeah, so, I mean, at the end of the day, they have every row covered. Another team where I think this might be too big of a stance for me to take with the knowledge that I have in ice dance, but I'm going to take it. Zingas and Kolesnik, their rhythm dance is the most exhausting program I've ever seen. Every millisecond of choreography is at a level 10. It's packed. I really like their programs.
Vadim ends every program in a demi split. Now watch. He ended last year's Michael Jackson in a demi split.
Well, he's working towards his flexibility. Not everyone can be Gage Brown.
No, he's working towards his full split. But and they ended I'm not kidding, because then I saw it in the rhythm dance. I was like, that looks a little familiar. And then I saw the free dance and oh, that's very familiar because I saw that yesterday.
I'm going to have to keep an eye out for the demi split. I haven't noticed it, but now I won't be able to unsee it.
I know.
I really love them. I thought that this was a great event for them. Obviously, really disappointing to kind of lose a little bit of that momentum in the free dance. Losing their levels on their twizzles definitely killed them, but I'm excited about them. I think as far as our younger U.S. teams go, they really show that they can capture that momentum, and now it's just, what are you going to do with it?
Mm-hmm. I mean, I also love them too. I really love, okay, what I love about ice dance, and now I'm talking about Le Joan Laga, is that in ice dance, you can see someone have a very frustrating moment, have a breakdown even, but they will be wearing an Austin Powers costume.
That lap that he skated around the middle of the ice, it took them 10 minutes to get back into their program.
It could have taken them 11 minutes and I would have gone, it's still too short, because that is what ice dance is all about. And they didn't miss any elements too.
No, you can tell. I was actually talking to Sarah about this and she brought up a good point. It's so obvious that he's one of those athletes that like wears his heart on his sleeve. Like he's an emotional skater and we love emotional skaters because that's what brings us the kind of skating that we love. That's definitely a moment where they're going to get a little strict talking to from their coaches because it just didn't need to happen. Like, you fall, you make a mistake. We saw it happen to Maddie and Evan, and they got up. And honestly, the fact that I remember that is only because Sarah reminded me of it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you just don't make those mistakes.
Now, of falls in the competition, I'm skipping around a bit. Kaori Sakamoto, double axel, half loop, double sow cow.
Okay, I need to say something about this women's event. Unless your name is Reno Matsuike, you can go.
You can walk.
Every single woman in this event was a disaster.
Wait.
And we need to be better.
What about Ekaterina Kurakova?
What about
her? She skated clean.
With how many downgrades?
Ashley, that never stopped you from saying a program was clean.
I'm quitting the show.
Okay, wait.
No.
Can we start with Kurakova?
It was such a bad event. And I, as a proud female woman? Athlete, woman, mother, child of the sport, we are better skaters than this event. The women's event cannot lose its, like, luster. What's the word? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Luster.
Yeah, the women's event cannot lose its luster because we're getting sloppy. That was always for the men and the pairs, and now we're doing this?
That was always for the men in pairs. I think the women did, and I hate to say this, did have a sloppy streak.
Yeah, it was right around 2009 when I came onto the scene. That being said.
No, okay. So the short programs were hairy, okay? Mm-hmm. The free skates were hairier, but they started with Kurakova. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I'm going to say something about the ears.
Mm-hmm.
And it has nothing to do with anything aside from the ears being pink. Those mm-hmm. aren't cat ears. Those mm-hmm. are pig ears.
Those and are guinea pig ears.
It did not make me think of cat. Do you know what I'm saying?
I do know what you're saying. I'm trying to look up a photo for reference. Okay, one more time.
Now, wait. One, they did their job because I can't stop thinking about them and I am kind of obsessed with the pink ears. Mm-hmm. In the middle of the program, mm-hmm. when she does the costume reveal, I will say I didn't see it coming at all. And the reveal worked. Now, because she is fair-skinned and the costume that she revealed, too, was also like a pale shade of pink, my initial reaction was as follows. Oh, my God, she's taking her top off. I thought that she... because she also was like laying, crawling down on the ice, doing cat movements. And then she reaches towards her straps at her shoulders and right. she starts pulling them down and I went she's taking her top off.
I think it's athletes like Kurakova that make skating worth watching. It's those kinds yes. of performances that bring you back every single time. I want to see a campy costume reveal. I want to see a home ec project placed upon an athlete's head in the form of rhinestoned kitten ears.
Yeah, they were rhinestoned. The ears were, she paid extra money getting the costume done, requesting that the seamstress make matching ears.
It is giving piglet, though. I'm looking at it right now, and she needs to reverse the colors.
Yes, because it was inside of ear as outside of ear color.
Yeah, yeah.
Which
I don't know. Maybe cats look different.
Then what? They look different than
in
what?
Poland. I haven't seen any Polish cats, so.
Oh my God! Yeah, maybe cats do look different in Poland. Maybe that's true. That might be the title of the episode.
Cats look different in Poland. I have a bone to pick with our world champion.
Okay.
I'm a firm believer that if you are skating to All That Jazz, you can be no older than 14 years old and 364 days. That's the cutoff for All That Jazz.
Legal cutoff?
The legal cutoff. I told that to Sarah and she was like, but isn't All That Jazz basically about a cabaret? And I said, that's irrelevant.
No, it's irrelevant. It has nothing to do with jazz.
What is happening behind closed doors is none of our business.
No, Ashley, here's the thing. If you're not, this has always been Cowrie's issue with me, personally.
Her issue with you.
Her issue with me is that I have this issue, which is this. Is that from the neck down, she is performing, and from the neck up, she's like
stone-faced.
She needs to be a bit quicker for this music, and it worked really well in the short program, because in the short program, I felt like she was slinkier and like sexier mm-hmm. than I've ever seen her before.
This
and I went,
fit
oh,
her
this,
really well.
Yeah, this is working. And in the long, I mean, the last All That Jazz that I loved was Mariah Bell's. And Mariah Bell was cute and sharp and quick. Was she falling a lot in it sometimes? Yes, sometimes. She was. But those falls were dramatic. And they were quick.
Also, shout out to Mariah Bell, who just ran a marathon.
I know. And Kevin Amos was also there cheering her on.
I was like, how did this happen? And then I realized Kevin hasn't left Texas yet.
No, but also she did the marathon in France or in Switzerland.
Really?
Yes.
See, this is why I need to pick up marathoning, because you get to go to cool places.
Yes.
I would never marathon at altitude.
It's actually not.
I'm just imagining that she's in the French Alps, if I'm being honest. And that's where Kevin is.
She did the marathon in Switzerland. Her dad is working in Switzerland, and she went out and visited him and did the marathon there.
That's so cool.
Because she was like, if I'm going to do a marathon, I might as well do it in Switzerland. And I was like, that's absolutely...
I agree with that logic.
That's a genius idea.
Yeah. Back to the women of this competition.
Now, we think of another great Chicago program, Jenny Kirk.
Yes.
Do you remember that one? Like, she was cute.
Yes, I do.
She was sharp. Like, that's...
It has to be so clean. And I really like Calorie. I don't think that her strength is clean skating. I think she can be... She's so powerful that it can be kind of messy. So unless you do something to, like... capture the mess in a way that has, I don't know, direction, I think it just highlights the sloppiness even more. And this just, it, the music for me at least, she's above that, and it didn't bring out the best. Her short program, yes, I love it. I'm eating it up. The free skate, it just feels like junior music for a world champion to be skating to.
Well, because she's not, like, I think a world champion or somebody who's, like, this excellent performer can skate to whatever. Even if it's if it feels junior, they can make it look senior. She's not making it look senior. It's making it look like a thing that, like, we casually say when we're, like, putting programs together is that, like, if you do not have any artistic expression, the best way to disguise it is to skate to Michael Bublé or to skate to something jazzy. And that's usually...
So everyone listening knows, I've never been told in a casual way that it would be a good idea to skate to Michael Bublé.
Because you can perform, Ashley. That's why nobody's ever been like, hey, what if we do Michael Bublé?
Hey.
Has anyone... Now, I want a show of hands. Has anyone ever been at a skating event and somebody skated to Michael Bublé and they were moved to tears? No. They were moved maybe to tears because it's maybe the fifth Michael Bublé they've heard in one event, but not because it was so emotional.
If I hear feeling good one more time...
I'm going to feel bad. Very bad. I'm going to be feeling bad.
I want to go over a couple of skaters of note. First... note I want to make, Sarah Maud Dupuis-Pois. She skated to Evanescence for her short program, and she came out onto the ice, and I was just like, hell yeah.
Sarah Maud Dupuis, this short program is, like, gorgeous.
So good.
It's beautiful. It's so good.
I loved it.
This is really well-made program.
That's a woman on the ice.
Yes. That's do you mean when you say that's a woman on the ice?
Okay. That's thank you
because
for
they are all in a woman's event. Yes.
When I say that's a woman, I mean she's skating with raw power, sex appeal. She has some elegance. She has the right to vote.
Yes.
She I don't know.
Yeah. No, I get it. I just wanted to hear from. I know what you mean, but I wanted to make sure that, like, I wanted to know exactly what you mean, because I felt like I knew what you mean when you say that, but I want to know for real, because I feel the same way, that she takes command.
It's command, yeah. And as soon as I saw her on the ice and that the costuming was great, I loved it, the way she skated through it, fantastic. I have some issues with a few other skaters in this event, and I do want to talk it out because I think they have an opportunity to fix these issues.
Mm-hmm.
We need to give a shout out to Alyssa Liu coming back, first Grand Prix event in a few seasons.
Yes, wait. Let's talk about Alyssa for 1 second. I know that we're trying to like get to our own points, but every time we each say something, we both have a point to make. Now, the short program is really well made, and it makes her skating look really mature, and there's some beautiful little transitions, and I can just tell that, I don't know if this is true or not, but the way that she skates to it, it makes it really feel like she found this piece of music and she really wanted to skate to it, because there's mm-hmm. just something where it's like she gets so into it herself. And I love that. In the free skate, it does look a little bit like she is doing, what's that video game where you have to just follow the dance on the screen?
Dance Dance Revolution.
No, Dance Dance Revolution is, oh, Just Dance. Dance Dance Revolution is the one with like the arrows that you have to step on that was like in an arcade. She does look like she's doing Just Dance, and she's doing exactly what she was told to do, where like the coach was like, yeah. you know, do rumba arms and then do like some disco arms to the left and move your head to the right. And she's doing exactly that. And that's where it like it loses it for me, where she's not like she's not feeling it.
It lost the soul. The soul that she was skating with in the short program was not there in the free skate. You can tell that someone was like, this is what you should skate to, not I really love this music. I want to skate to it.
Or even if she really wanted to skate to it, she's not moving to it in a way that feels like...
authentic?
Yes, it doesn't feel like authentic. Okay. 2.5 years, Ashley. She comes back onto the Grand Prix and she skates like that. That girl is kind of tough as nails.
I often think about what it would be like if I were to go out and compete again. And actually, I think Raph told us this, right? He made the point. He was like, at a certain point in your skating, you can't stop. Because if you stop skating, coming back is going to be so much harder. And that's why you don't see a lot of people return to competition and do it successfully. It's not easy to take a step back. Physically, not easy. Mentally, it's so hard. So what she was able to do by just going out onto the ice and even competing, let alone competing at that caliber, is beyond impressive to me.
Yeah, it's really, because it really doesn't look like she kind of missed a beat. That's what's so impressive. And it always makes me like kind of chuckle to myself when I think about like when she said that why she wanted to come back, it was because she missed the adrenaline. And I was like, oh, I could really do without
that. That was
ever
the first thing I said goodbye to.
And so when I'm watching her in this free skate, I'm like, I'm watching somebody who came back because she's an adrenaline junkie. You know who gave me an adrenaline rush?
Who?
Reno Matsuki.
Oh my God. It's been, first of all, our apologies, Reno, for telling you to leave the room when we started this women's conversation.
Yeah, we can,
20 minutes ago.
Reno, please come back.
Come back. Please
come
join
back.
Us.
Reno. Now we've let the other women disperse. Now this is a one-on-one with Reno.
Yeah. Good job, girly.
Dang.
Edges.
Jumps.
Jumps, edges. Spins.
Now, of all the gorgeous things that she did during this event, the one thing that I cannot get out of my mind is in her footwork sequence where she just holds that right outside edge to the bitter end before she does the loop. And it was like, okay, that was for me, that was like, okay, just end it. Like the competition is over. The third skater has gone. Let's just call it. Ashley, I think in my mind, Reno for me, absolutely should be making waves and making a claim to be a world champion this year. There's like absolutely no doubt in my mind.
She would have won this event had she not been behind by what, like 20 some points.
I think that Reno needs to make a few little things so that like when she comes out, you're like, that's Reno Matsuki.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I do believe, now we talked about it last week of getting our colors done. I think Reno should get her colors done. I think the dresses are beautiful, but I think if they were different colors and she just packaged herself a bit differently, she would be so striking. She would just like, yeah. You'd be like, oh my God. Do you know what I mean? Like it just felt a little washed out.
The visual component of your packaging is the first thing people absorb. So it really does matter, which is why when we spend 20 minutes talking about costumes, it's relevant to your experience as a viewer. Reno, good job. Get your colors done.
Now, Ashley, so we were just talking about costumes, and it's leading me to the men's event, where I want to talk about costumes.
Okay, let's talk about costumes in the men's event.
Now, I'm thinking of American world champion figure skater Ilya Malinin, okay?
I'm following.
The costumes. I have 8 words. It looked like he bought them on Temu.
Fast fashion on the ice?
Now,
he and Paul were shopping at the same distributor.
No, they were not. Paul's costumes looked like they were made out of a nice material. Ilya's do not look like they were made of a nice material. Ashley, if there was a fire, it looks like his costumes would survive it.
Right. The fire would be like, we don't want this.
No, the fire would go, this is flame retardant.
Can't consume.
There's a sheen to the fabric that makes it look quite cheap.
If you're going to design on a budget, there's nothing wrong with that. It's
no, but
a figure skating costume.
Of
there's
course.
A way to make some edits, and the way the fabric moves on the ice, reflects light. Those are things that should be considered. You don't need the most luxurious fabric. Not every single costume needs to be a Lisa McKinnon outfit in order for it to be like worthy of our praise. That
no,
being
but
said.
But Ashley, wait, yes, you're right. That being said, now listen, this is like when you go to a med spa and you go to the counter and the counter is made of fake marble, right?
If I automatically don't trust what they're about to do to my face.
If you can't afford the marble, don't get it. Get quartz. If you can't afford quartz, get ButcherBlock, okay? And now when it comes to the materials, ButcherBlock would be fine. You can get beautiful ButcherBlock.
Okay, continue. So what point are you trying to make?
The point I'm trying to make is you don't need to get like the most expensive silk. You don't need to get the most expensive whatever. Now, if we're talking about like expensive fabrics, Brady Tennell's sequin black dress, which looks very nice, that sequin material is not expensive. It's sequin material. But that dress looks really nice. There are materials
that
look...
Which of Ilya's costumes are you taking the most offense to? Both? Are one or the other?
Okay. Now, the first costume is the short program where it just doesn't look like it's made on nice material. Actually, it just doesn't look like nice material. The long I'm okay with, but the long does feel like, hey, why don't we take 2 things off?
It does have a lot of accessories.
I don't think it needs that many accessories. And the gloves, like if we're spending money on costumes, can we at least get like a shade of beige that's human? It's not a human shade of beige. It's not a whiter shade of pale, as Piper Gillis would say. That's not a human hand.
Well, no, it's a vampire hand.
Well, he's not a vampire in the other program.
He's spending the entire time convincing you he's not a vampire.
That's actually true. Now, I want to talk one more thing about costumes. Junhwa Cha. Mm-hmm. Okay. Junhwa Cha, no matter what the music is, he's going to go, oh, I've got a flowy blouse for that. And I do appreciate that sort of like consistency and dedication to silhouette that he will not stray from ever.
Yeah, but once you find something that works for you, why stray?
That's very true. And he's no matter what the music is, he's going to go, I got a flowy blouse for that. And what if we have sort of like a gusset in the back? And it's always going to be that.
Well, it works.
It works. It really does work. But yeah, that's Ilya's costumes. We need to elevate them a bit.
Oh my God. I'm trying to find just costume reference photos. And I didn't realize that June modeled. There's some modeling photos that are coming up.
Oh yeah. June is like a famous K-pop star. No, yeah, I know. June is gorgeous.
Are
no,
you kidding me?
Kidding.
He looks stunning.
That's why
he has like more luscious lips than I could ever
hope
to have.
Well, this is the thing about June where I'm like, he does do some modeling and he wears so many different kinds of like clothes and stuff where I'm like, you know, other silhouettes exist.
Yeah, but do you think every single shoot he's like, no, it's got to be flowier.
He might.
Flowier. And they're like, no, we have to put a blazer on you. This is for Tommy Hilfiger.
Maybe it's like when Ilya gets his costumes done, he goes, the material has to have a brighter sheen. It has to.
I might run into fire because I'm rotating so fast.
No, I'm going to make a point. Ilya took some quads out in the back half of his free skate. And this, I think, makes the point of, like, he was able to perform this second half of the free skate much better.
Wait, Adam, can I say something radical? I miss three quad free skates so bad. I miss, like, the era of men's skating of, like, Patrick Chan, Javi Fernandez, Dennis Ten. I want Sao Sao To.
You know what? I'll say, I'm going to kind of piggyback off of that and say that, like, with Ilya's free skate, when you're watching something, you're willing to be kind of taken out of the program so many times for so many big elements, right? And I think in the short, he does a really good job. And I was trying to be, so Ashley, I saw this TikTok for the first time that, like, I was like, this makes me mad, okay? And the TikTok was one that Ilya made, and it was like, them, work on your skating skills, me, and then it's a video of him doing a backflip.
No, boo, I want to see crossovers.
Yeah, and so it made me...
And edges.
it made me mad, and it made me want to be, like, very critical of what I was watching of Ilya. And in the short program, I was watching, and I was like, are these skating skills and are these component marks deserved? And in this short program, the elements weave in and out of each other really beautifully, and he performs to this music really well. The skating quality, I don't think that it's as clean as some of the others, but the turns that he's doing and the transitions he's doing are incredibly complicated.
The short program is deserving of what he's getting scored.
Maybe the marks are going to look different when he's, like, up against Yuma Kageyama, who is arguably one of the best skaters in the world right now, if not the best. And so it will look different, but...
But that's the thing. I don't think you can say it will look different. And that's what's frustrating about this system. I think when you are looking at the field that he's up against right now, what he's getting scored for that short program, completely fair. I don't trust that when going up against Yuma Kageyama, that's going to necessarily look any different. And that's what's frustrating about this sport, because it should. Like... A 9 from Yuma versus a 9 from Ilya, they're very different 9s.
Well, I mean, a 9 from Ilya should be a 9.5 for Yuma in the skating quality. I mean, do you know what 10. I mean? Like,
no. Ilya is like a 6 to Yuma's 9.
The way Ilya is doing a lot of his skating is good. And the transitions he's doing are difficult, and he's doing them cleanly.
Yep.
And I think in the free skate, there's more time where you can see, like, this isn't refined, right? And but then he will do different things and different transitions where you're like, he is skating. The quality and the basic of his skating is good. Obviously, if he's able to do all of these jumps so technically well, there is some sort of, like, refinement and skating quality that's just innately he has.
Agreed.
In the free skate, you can see the performance quality go down because you can see somebody who's taking their time to catch their breath, to regain strength to do the second half. And in this free skate, especially in Skate Canada, when he dumbed down the technical content.
And he still didn't need all that. Like, that's my... NBC was talking about how he had mentioned that this season so far is a slow burn. And my only concern is that if a... Not doing a quad axel means it's a slow burn for you. You don't know what a slow burn is. I wish he would take out more quads. He doesn't need them. He doesn't need all those quads right now. By the end of the season, throw them all in. Absolutely. But if you want us to see your skating skills and the work that I 1000% believe he's putting in, don't go into competition with that many planned quads. Like, take them out and highlight your
right,
hard work.
Because I can see it. And, you know, I don't know what his deal is. Like, if he's, like, afraid to think that people might actually think he's working on his performance or something or whatever. But, like, I can see that he's trying to get there. And especially when some of the quads were taken out, I was like, okay, this was more enjoyable to watch. It was more enjoyable to watch him do a triple Lutz, half loop, triple Sao Cow.
Yeah.
He's still doing these crazy combos, that, like, axel combo at the end.
That axel, that flip
axel. Like, So, okay, wait, now I need to talk about something else that I really hate and need to get off my chest.
Oh, wow.
Okay. Okay. Mm-hmm. Now, Ashley, when you skated, there was an axle was a sequence and they took 10% off of the base value. Is that correct? Something like that?
Was it 10 or was it 20?
No, it was 20.
Yeah, I think
20?
You only got 80% of the base value.
I mean, I remember being harsh. Now, mm-hmm. I think that if you're doing a sequence, that the jumps should count as they do right now, right? Because when you're doing the axle, you're taking a push. That's not a combination. That's two jumps. And I'm willing to see mm-hmm. the code mm-hmm. reflect that. That it's you're doing two jumps. So that you should get full credit for both jumps and maybe in the code can reflect that you were did them within sequence. But if we're doing sequence and you're allowed to take a push into an axle, and when I say half loop, I mean a Euler. I just never called it a Euler. I called it a half loop because I'm not
never,
insane.
I am never going to call it a Euler.
No, I'm so sorry to that man, Euler. Where did Euler come from? I know I do feel like a run-through listener will explain that to us, but I don't know. If you're allowed to take a push, if you're allowed to land a jump, like Jason Brown landed a triple flip and then he did a leg extension and then pushed into a double axel, right? Jump sequence.
If that's he's allowed not to, a combination to
That's
me.
Not a combination. That's not a combination of jumps. That's a sequence of jumps with you can do a push.
If you have flair in between.
I think that like if you're doing that, let's allow people to do, you know, jump, falling leaf, three turn, triple toe. Half loop, push, triple toe. Let's let all the sequences happen, but then this is what I think. I think that if the toe is the second jump on a combination, you should get a 10% bonus on that toe. Like the base value of a combination toe loop should be different than the base value of a toe loop because it is harder. To do that triple toe is at least 10% harder than to do the triple toe on its own. And I think if you're going to do the loop, you should get 10% on the loop too because it reflects that the loop is much harder than to do a loop on its own.
Agreed. You're not going to get any pushback from me.
And I think that if you're doing a sequence should only be two jumps. It should not. You should not be able to do three because I hate these jump, then push into a double axel, double toe. It takes too long and it looks awful and I don't like it when the pair skaters do it. It's not a combination. It's a long sequence of jumps. A combination is two jumps with an outbreaking rhythm. And so that's not a combination. Yeah. You should not be getting the same credit that you get doing a triple flip, triple toe, and then a solo double axel than you would get when you do a triple flip, double axel, and a solo triple toe. That's just not the same. It's much harder, much, much harder to do the flip toe.
I agree with every single thing you're saying. I have no pushback. I agree, like snaps
great,
for you.
Great, thank you. I do think that it's only fair.
You're welcome.
It's not fair to take points off like they were in like when we skated, when you did a sequence to have points reduced. I don't think that's fair. I think that if you're doing the two jumps, it's your choice to do them within sequence to like eat up a jumping box and save yourself one later. Mm-hmm. But it's not fair to not get any sort of extra credit for doing them in combination. It's much harder to do a triple toe as the second jump. It's much harder to do a triple loop as the second jump. And I feel like it should reflect that. Like the skaters doing the loop combos should see, you know, you should reap that reward. And I mean that like maybe 10% off of every toe and loop that's on the end, double and triple, 10, just an extra 10%. It's not going to move the needle too much, but it will reflect that it is much harder.
Amen. Pushing into a double axle, you get a fresh
start. We could right now, in theory, have our skates on, be at a complete standstill, and then push into an axle. There's no way it can be a part of a combination because you can't just like be at a standstill like on your landing foot and then tap in and do a toe. You can't do that. Like, that's not possible.
No. Why do you think I did double axle combos? Because they're easy.
And the truth comes out.
I'll say
the
it.
The truth comes out.
Work smarter, not harder. Should we get
I don't
to
really
pairs?
Have anything
I don't
want to
spend a
to
ton of time
it.
On pairs. They were a mess.
Yeah.
Do you think that Spencer knows that Emily is on the ice with him?
I don't think it matters to him. And it doesn't matter to me either because he's blowing kisses to everyone in the 6-minute warm-up before they skate. And to me, that's entertainment. That's show business.
That's amore.
Special shout out, LaPraven Brousseau skating to Rasputin. And at the end, it goes, those Russians.
Those Russians. I have a note on my phone, and we didn't get to talk too much about them. They are so cool. Like, just their straight line lift in their free dance. Are you kidding
me? They are really creating...
The blade on his neck to start?
Actually, you can't... This isn't a visual medium, but Ashley did put her foot into the camera so that I could see it.
I love them. I really do. Here, I'm going to go through. I asked our people of the podcast, anything of note. Let me see if I can pull something up quickly. Someone else agrees with us. Paul's free dance jacket. I don't love the open back, but you do you. What I hate is that because it's completely open with no mesh, the jacket doesn't have enough structure and ends up hanging funny, giving the impression of dad bod in the front.
Okay, can I say something? I disagree. And also, let's like not pretend that mesh is like, we know it's mesh. Everyone needs to stop pretending that mesh means skin. And I'm seeing it a lot in dresses in the front of like, I have a really low cut dress. No, you don't. You have stocking material in the front next to Lycra. That's not an illusion. Mesh is supposed to be an illusion. We shouldn't know it's there. And everybody should really be sending Tessa Virtue a DM going, where did you get your mesh? Because when she had mesh, it was a secret. We didn't know she was wearing mesh. It wasn't seamed. It was cut. It wasn't, they didn't fasten the seams at the end so that it was like.
Well, you know, that's the sign of good mesh. There should never be a seam on mesh. It should be a raw edge. I don't want to see finished mesh.
No.
Because all that does is say, this is my skin and this is my fake skin.
Yes. Like, no, like, let's not pretend that, like, because I see all of these some of these skaters going out there with the gloves and I'm going, no, those are, that's not a human hand, sweetheart. That's a rejected hand from the Madame Tussauds Wax Museum.
It definitely does look, it gives hand transplant.
Yes, and you have your own. Be proud of them. And listen, if you're going to wear gloves, I think just make it a continuation of the color that's coming. I think if you're going to wear gloves, sorry, sweetheart, you got to wear long sleeves. And the sleeves
listen,
should just...
if you're wearing gloves, you're afraid to fall.
Yes.
I don't, you can't convince me otherwise.
And you know
you're
what?
Afraid to fall.
I'm willing to hear the people out of going, well, I cut my blade on my fingers. Like, I can, okay.
Do you know how many times I got off the ice bloody fingers?
I know. We've all done it.
Bielman fingers.
And you know what, Ashley? I'm going to say just because we went through a trauma doesn't mean we need other people to repeat it. So maybe they want to wear gloves. But I'm saying that you're inflicting a new generational trauma of going, your bare hands can't be seen on.
Yeah, the shame. I feel for this generation who's embarrassed for their nail beds to be so public.
If you need the gloves, we know that they're not your hands. Like, I hate it. Nude is not, it's not a secret. Okay, what's the next
question? Nude is not a secret. We're getting a lot of people asking us to talk about, like, secret marriages. And I don't know enough about this, but I do recognize that they are happening. And I do just want to say...
You want to recognize that secret marriages are happening? I do want to talk about it, but I think that we need more than like the last 10 minutes of the Skate Canada recap episode. Wait, can I also say that I do think that I think because we started with it when we were like emphatically excited about it, the ice dance at this event was quite great.
It was the best discipline in this event. It was great.
So any more questions or should we move on to France? In the women's event, it feels like Amber has a really great chance to be the champion. And there's going to be threats from like, you know, but I do feel like the field is way wide open. Chae Young, Rion Sumiyoshi, Mai Miyahara Wakaba, Nina Pinzeroni. This is a stacked.
It's going to be a fun event. I like this event. I really do. But I'm going to be honest with our audience. I love Amber. Mm-hmm. It's time.
It's definitely time because, I mean, any of the girls that I just mentioned, any of the women that I just mentioned, they could win. The podium is completely, it's wide open. Sarah, God, we miss her. I keep saying Sarah.
We miss her so much.
I want to say one more thing about Skate Canada. So Young Wee from Korea. Mm-hmm. There's one thing about her that I love and respect.
Okay.
Is that I know that the socks that she's wearing, which are blue and white striped socks, I know somebody who's superstitious when I see them. And I know that those are lucky socks. I know. And I remember seeing them last year in the Grand Prix. And I remember thinking, oh, she doesn't give a fuck. She's going to be wearing her lucky socks. No matter how gorgeous the couture gown she's wearing, she's going to be wearing lucky socks.
This is why I was never allowed to believe in this kind of witchcraft.
Yes. Oh, also, I didn't even mention Gubanova, who is, you know, she's... Ugh.
Who
in
is
the
like
mix. I love Gubanova.
I love her skating and her attitude. I think that's what I love the most. You know what her attitude actually really reminds me of?
Please tell me.
Pogo Rilaya. She has the same energy as Pogo.
She does, but she has more respect because
for rules.
Yeah, I do believe that she has more respect for rules because Gubanova is a European champion. So you have to have some level of respect for what you're doing and your body, which Pogo Rilaya didn't have respect for either. Now the men. Speaking of respect, I obviously we're getting into favorite territory. Me showing myself as a big fan of Adam Siohimfa.
Oh,
SMF men's event again. It feels pretty wide open. Like it's there are some skaters in here who could really make a splash. Like Lucas Brichke is here. Any of the Americans, mm-hmm. Camden Pulkkinen or Andrew Torgashev, like there's all.
Oh,
this...
what if this year was the year that Andrew put it together?
I mean,
wouldn't that be fun?
Yeah, it would be fun. Kazuki Tomono, Shaidarov from Kazakhstan. There's some Selevko. It's anybody could be on the podium. Even Bo-Yang Jin could be on the podium too. Like it's anybody's game.
My nemesis.
Do you care to elaborate?
You know how there's like some people who skating you just can't do?
Yes. And that's what it is. Okay. Is that,
I can't.
Is that sort of one of those, are you excited to see young you? I'm not.
I'm not.
Okay.
Yeah. No. What's going on for dance? Who are we up against?
Now, in the dance, Lepreve and Brousseau, they're doing back-to-backs.
Oh, I'm so excited to see French doing French shit in France.
I know. It's great. And Fabri and Guignard, they're going to be here as well. And also, I did say in my solo episode that Alyssa Liu, only skater with tooth gems. Charlene Guignard is also a skater with tooth gems.
Oh, I was wondering what was going on in the Kiss and Cry. I was like, did she skate that entire program with cilantro in her teeth? And
wait,
then I
Alyssa?
Realized it was a gem. Yeah.
Yes, she has two tooth gems.
That's fun. It's a fun fact. I don't think I have the teeth for tooth gems.
I don't know if anyone does, actually.
I have very bucky teeth, mm-hmm. and I think that like it would only highlight the rectangles. You know?
Yeah, I don't really know if tooth gems are sort of my style or speed.
Yeah. I'd do it for like a day.
I wouldn't. So that makes one of us. but yeah, in the ice dance, it's time to see the Italians. And it's time to get going. And also, Brady Somerville, they're going to have a chance to immediately, right away, try to redeem themselves from their Skate Canada performances.
Oh, Ian. I honestly, that fall scared me so much. His blade went flying up. I was worried that he was going to slice her.
All of the ice dance falls scare me so much.
Sometimes I'm like, stop fighting the fall. Like, fall.
I mean, that's a very free skate mentality.
True.
Now,
like, just sit down.
Give in.
Give up.
Yeah. Now, for the pairs, for me, I'm excited. Again, it's time. Haza and Volodin. I'm excited. I'm ready to see them.
I love me some Minerva.
Now, and Conti and Machi. I'm ready to see them too.
It's time for a good pairs event. I'm excited.
When I was young, watching skating on TV, it was always Trophy Lalique. And then when we skated,
and then Trophée Eric Bompard.
Yes. And now it's just the Grand Prix of France.
And it's got like a chicken on it.
I think, yeah, it is. It's a chicken.
It's a chicken.
Could you imagine? I think it's a rooster, because I think it's supposed to be like a cock.
Which is a kind of chicken.
That is so true.
So
this is like when we're talking about materials of like, I want a nice material. And you're going to go, I want a chicken.
And you're like, great. Let's elevate it. Make it a rooster.
Ashley, thank you so much. What a joy.
You mean merci. Au revoir.
Au revoir. See you next week. Bye-bye.